And for this week's musical sesh on the Community Campfire, I'm here with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, what's up, John?
And we are welcoming back Mr. Owen Quincy to the studios. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you back. It's been months since you've been in the studio. So let's catch our listeners up. What have you been doing since we've last spoke?
Yeah, I played a show in San Francisco, which went pretty well. It was really fun. I had a couple other Utah musicians with me, and that was really fun. I had Mary Beth Maziarz, a titan of the scene.
Yep.
And
shout out Mary Beth.
Shout out Mary Beth. And then I also had a kid named Gavin Strasden. Yeah, he's really a great talent, and I'm lucky to have connected with him. For the show, he mostly played a bass mandolin, which is pretty neat.
For our listeners out there, what's a bass mandolin?
So a mandolin is a string instrument a little bit like a guitar, but a bit smaller and like tinnier. Something between like a guitar and a banjo.
Okay.
But it has the tuning of a violin on the strings. And then he has a bass one, so it's an octave down. Yeah, it's got a really neat sound to it. It's not what you would expect, but it's very like folksy. It was fun to play with. And he can sing. He plays like 9 different instruments, so you can have him play anything.
How did you connect with him?
Through Mary Beth, as always. yeah, he goes to college with her son. So I was just like, God, I need a musician to play with. And it's just lamenting to Mary Beth. And she was like, how about Gavin? So we met. He learned the songs in like a week, and I just shipped him off to SF because he's great.
If I remember correctly, you had come out of an opera career to get into more of a contemporary music career.
Yeah, that's what I studied in college, and I was doing that professionally, or like, I guess
semi-professionally
I was doing that, and
that was the thing.
Yeah.
It was either there or work at a gas station.
So I'd been in like Italy and stuff doing like semi-professional things, and it's a lot of fun. It's good experience for someone who's new to show business. It's a good deal.
It had some influence over your album though at the time, right?
It did, yeah. So that's mainly where I come from with it, is I got this big education in classical music that kind of gave me a really solid grounding and give a really good like artistic footing to kind of take interesting stabs at things. And with the album, I took a song cycle by Schubert, which was written in like the 1830s. I thought it was really ahead of its time in its own way. And the last song in particular really spoke to me, called Der Leiermann. And a Leier in German is an instrument called a hurdy-gurdy.
There's an instrument called a hurdy-gurdy.
It's called a hurdy-gurdy in English, yeah.
Have you heard of this, John?
I have not heard of a hurdy-gurdy.
I hadn't either until I was like researching this. And I think Leier is a lot more like poetic.
Yeah. It sounds like a liar, I can see what a liar is. Is a hurdy-gurdy like the bass liar?
No. You would think it would be, but no. The hurdy-gurdy is a really cool, like, medieval instrument that I don't even know what to liken it to. But we use it on the album a couple times because there are a couple, like, period players around the country who play
hurdy-gurdies. You just type that in to Google.
You can type
I need
it
a hurdy-gurdy
in.
Player.
Yeah. Well, no. It's finding a hurdy-gurdy player is much harder than finding pictures or videos of a hurdy-gurdy. They're really cool. And
yeah.
Okay, we'll have to, anybody out there listening right now, Google
hurdy-gurdy. Start with a guitar, and then instead of frets and fingers, you have hammers, kind of like a piano, that come down and bisect the strings, and you press buttons in order to have them do that. And then on the other side, where you would strum on the guitar, there's a big wheel that has like rosin on it, like a violin bow. And then there's a crank, and you turn the crank, and it rubs against the strings.
Mm.
And so it just kind of goes like, just like a constant against the strings, and then you can make it go like, and you can play chords and stuff, and
yeah.
It's really interesting.
That's
anyway.
Fun. What have you been working on? Have you incorporated any hurdy-gurdy into your music?
The hurdy-gurdy is hard to incorporate because I don't play it very much, but yeah, we incorporated it on the album a fair bit, just for a handful of songs, just little moments here and there. I've been writing a lot recently, but I've been in one of those artistic funks that last a while, but more recently, the last couple months, I've been better about just writing down whatever comes to my brain.
Sure.
Recently, it's like musical numbers and
poems and short stories and stuff. Sometimes the songs are hard to come by, but try to just get the gears turning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to hear some music. What do you have in store for us first here on the Community Campfire?
Yeah, so the first one is my titular song on the album called Liar Man. It's play on words, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of takes a bit of the soul from the song cycle and the album, and it kind of incorporates it at the end into the feeling of melancholy acceptance that our protagonist has for having left the woman that he loves in order to pursue music.
All right. Well, we're excited to hear Liar Man right here live on KPCW. Owen, take it away, man.
I caught her like rain in the summer. She poured out like whiskey on the fire. Her eyes were bruised from lovers abused. And I drank like the other admires. And I drank like the other admires. And I'm the liar man who knew he wouldn't stay. When I thought the world would listen to me play. And this greedy voice will leave its ugly mark. In the death of that lover's little spark. I loved her with limes and berries and letters chiseled in bark. From her idled as I
pretty man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Who are some of the people that help you create, I guess, or influences to your music?
It's easier to say than to do, but I love Leonard Cohen in particular. I love reading through his lyrics. My lyrics use more formal language, and they tend to be very poetic in terms of lots of nature imagery, that kind of thing, kind of the way he does. Hopefully, as I keep writing, I hope to capture a bit more kind of the visceralness that he manages to capture. Yeah, he's my biggest influence when it comes to lyrics. And when it comes to guitar, I have to say Hozier. I play in the same style. I play in the same places. Yeah, and I was watching him play live compared to listening to it on his albums and stuff, and I could tell whether or not he was playing because all of my hand shapes and stuff go the same places, and I'm like, oh, he's doing bar chords on like five and stuff. He wouldn't do that. They brought in someone to play this a different way.
You're also working on your Hozier flow as well.
Well, last time my hair was really long. Yeah. And now it's nice and short.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we are sitting down with Owen Quincy here in the studio for this week's musical sesh. You just heard Liar Man, title, track from his album. When did you release that?
October.
So you were in Park City here. We're pre-recording this show. You were here in early February, and you had a show that you came into town for. How did that show go?
It went great. I've now performed the whole thing a couple times, and I'm starting to get my feet under me. The first time I did it, I had help, like I mentioned earlier, and it was a ton of fun. Whereas this time, it was just myself, my guitar, and I've got keyboard set up, and I'm really hoping to bring it to like festivals and stuff like that. But it's been kind of an interesting project in its own way to take these songs that are sometimes a bit more produced, that have turned into things that I wrote with a recording in mind rather than a performance, and be like, okay, how do I bring this to life a little bit in a way that has texture when I'm, you know, just right. A guy with a guitar. So
yeah, a live performance, especially when you have a lot of moving pieces, can be difficult to piece together into a full thing, right? Especially when you have the end goal in mind of what you heard on your produced record, right?
Yeah.
It's good that you're in here and can share some of that with us live here at the KPCW studios.
Yeah, I hope so.
If you wanted to have our listeners find out more about what's coming up, where are you at and how do we find your music?
So I'm at Owen Quincy Music on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok and stuff. I play some covers. I play my own stuff. I talk about like songwriting theory online.
And you teach too, right?
That's what I do for like a living, but it's rough being a musician out here. No, yeah. I do consider myself very lucky I get to do music for a living, but I teach and I love it.
Where do you teach?
So I teach in San Francisco now. So I moved out there a few months ago and it's great. I recently moved schools and now I'm teaching after school, teaching guitar, piano, and voice, and it's a blast.
You have some aspirations to come back to Park City, come back to your roots, and play some more this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I'll be in and out all summer. So I'm setting up festival appearances and other just miscellaneous shows, hopefully all over Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming, California. We'll see. Right now, I got a lot of hands on the stove.
Well, we will we'll make sure to be there when they boil.
it's irons in the. In the
irons
fire.
Irons in the fire.
Yeah. Irons in the fire, not pots.
I mean, I was thinking you got pots on the stove too. And
hey, Owen, it has been awesome to have you here in studio. What are you going to play to finish out the hour here?
I'm
going to
play Weather Vane. It's high energy. It's fun.
Okay. And what's the story behind this song?
The Weather Vane is our protagonist, and then he's kind of reacting to the weather of the emotions of his lover. So it happens early on when we're kind of still somewhat in the depths of the relationship.
Well, we're excited to hear it right here on the Community Campfire. Owen, again, thank you as always coming in and gracing us with a little music.
And here's Weather Vane to end the Community Campfire.
I saw her face in the arms of another, with eyes sunken, windows, two bruises and lovers in my head, and knew that little thing would be trouble. But I saw the storms and I fell. The storms and I fell. And I caught her hand at the dawn of our summer. She warned me to stay ere the wrath of her brother. I did not know what despair would become her, but I saw the storms and I fell. The storms and I fell. My love knows the days are long, the summer's still young. I know not our hearts when the autumn's begun. My love, she's the voices of the wind and the rain. And I'm her latest victim in the weather vane. So there now I stand in her hail and her water, tasting the honey of broken bottles and liquor stains she has left on her brothel. But I saw the storms and I fell. The storms and I fell. My love knows the days are long, the summer's still young. And I know not our hearts when the autumn. the summer's still young. Night on our hearts when the autumn's begun. My love, she's the voices of the wind and the rain. Still young, and I know not our hearts when the autumn's begun. My love, she's the voices of the wind and the rain, and I'm her latest victim in